Today is Tuesday, the 18th of August 2026, and we thank you for being part of our 6 a.m. prayer family. Our team for the morning is Pastor Williams and Lady Shamila, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Pastor.
Well, a very good morning to you. We give God praise for another day, and we tell him thank you. Our minute with the Master today is drawn from James chapter 4, verse number 10. James chapter 4 and verse number 10, the Bible says, "Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up." Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. And our minute with the Master is titled, "Getting to the Top God's Way." Getting to the top God's way. In the Gospel of Mark, we read about a group of disciples who had traveled to Capernaum to meet Jesus. The text says that after they arrived at Capernaum and settled in a house, Jesus asked his disciples what they were discussing on the road, but they didn't answer because they had been arguing about which of them was the greatest. He set them down, called them together, and said, "Whoever wants to be first must take last place and be the servant to everyone else." God operates in ways opposite to the world. Even Jesus' disciples struggle with this concept. The world promises ladder-top fame, the chance to climb our way to a better place in life. But where does that leave us? We are confined to our own potential. God says the first will be last and the last will be first. Let us remember that in God's eyes, those who serve faithfully are the most successful. God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think if we let go of the world's agenda for recognition, because with God we have access to divine potential. Getting to the top God's way, we do that by humbling ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift us up. God bless you today.
Amen and good morning. We start our morning with a praise report from the lady who had a job interview last Thursday. We thank God for setting events in motion for her to get a job offer with benefits from day one and with a salary that exceeded the published pay. She begins working on August 31st. Thank God for being a faithful provider who always leaves us in awe of his goodness. And thank each of you for your prayers. Our prayer petitions for today follow. Malachi D. of South Florida, he has been diagnosed with sepsis caused by a serious infection. We ask the Lord to heal his body and make him whole. We also pray for his grandmother, Jessie, and the entire family to be covered with God's divine favor and strength. Edwin, we ask the Lord to bless him in his new position, give him wisdom, favor, confidence and strength, and guide his steps so that his work honors God and blesses those around him. Dumas, we pray for his health to be fully restored. Widows and widowers who are hurting from their loss, we pray for full restoration and comfort. Bible study groups, we lift them in all Bible study groups across this land to stay consistent, draw closer to Christ, and see a move of God all around them in their lives. Primary elections are being held in Florida, Alaska, and Wyoming today. We pray for the Lord to give voters wisdom, courage, and discernment to show up, vote, and follow their conscience, choosing what they believe is right before God, rather than being led by fear or pressure. The United States of America, we pray for revival to come to our nation. Everyone on the call, We ask God to bless your future days in a greater abundance than your former days, for you to live a life of contentment and peace, and that you have no struggle or lack in your daily needs. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice for an end to racial disparity and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Blessings on each of you today.
Amen. Let's prepare our hearts and our minds for prayer. Oh God, how we thank you and praise you and how we magnify your name. God, we lift you up and we give you glory. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your love toward us. Thank you, God, for being good to us. You have indeed been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And so, God, we say thank you today. We lift you up and we magnify your holy name. God, we honor you today and we give you glory. Thank you, God, for how you continue to bless us, keep us, and how you continue to watch over us. Thank you, God, for all of the things you continue to do for us and the ways that you continue to make for us. God, we come today and we honor you. God, we come today and we praise you. We come today, God, and we just say thank you, God, for how you have, God, given us yet another chance, another opportunity to come into your presence, God, to gather with our faith family, God, and to lift our voices to you. And so, God, we pray today for those who are on our prayer list. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, God, because your word declares, God, that you will provide. Your word declares that you will heal. God, your word declares that you will do everything that needs to be done in and through our lives. God, we thank you, God, because your word declares that when we pray, you hear us. And if you hear us, you give us the desires and the petitions of those things that we ask according to your will. And so, God, we just say thank you today for moving in a mighty way. Thank you, oh God, for our sister who has landed a job. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that, God, you will continue, oh God, to help her to flourish and to do well. God, we're praying, God, in this election season and election cycle, God, for those who are casting votes today, those who have already cast votes in, God, this primary election. God, we're praying, God, that you will allow your desired person to come forward, God, and that you would put people, that you would use us to put people in place, God, that will be there to serve and to watch over, God, to be there, God, to make decisions, God, for us. And so, God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give us wisdom, God, to select the correct people. God, we pray for those who are working the polls today and those, God, who are doing their civic duty. God, we're praying, oh God, that you would, oh God, that you would just keep them safe and keep them sound. God, we're praying for Bible study groups. God, we lift them up to you. God, we ask that you allow your word to go forward, God, that we will continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. God, thank you for teachers and preachers, God, who continue to proclaim your word. God, help us to be equipped. Help us, oh God, to be empowered. And God, help us, oh God, to be better through studying your word. God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, God, for those who are sick among us. God, we pray for Malachi today, and we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch. God, we pray for Dumas today, and God, we ask, oh God, that you would heal. God, we know, God, that you're able to do it, God, and even others, God, who prayer requests went unspoken and unsubmitted. God, we're asking, God, that you would touch from the top of heads to the sole of feet. God, that you would restore, God, health to bodies. God, we're praying for those who are going through treatment. God, that you would give them the physical strength and the mental capacity, God, to stand the test, God, and to go through, God, the treatment that they're going through, God, that you would heal them. And as a result of this, God, we know that you're able to heal, God, by medicine, God, and man, God, and we know, God, that you're able to heal, God, by miracle, God. And so, God, we're just praying today that you would heal, God, as we know that you are able to do. God, we thank you and we give you glory. God, we pray for Edwin, God. We ask, oh God, that you would continue, God, to give him favor. God, continue, oh God, to move him in the right way. God, we're praying today for widows and widowers, God, who are hurting from their loss. God, we're praying, oh God, that you would comfort them. Your word tells us, God, to comfort others with the comfort you have given to us. And so, God, we lift them up to you, God, and we ask, oh God, that you would put your arms around them. God, we just thank you and praise you today. God, we pray for our bereaved families. God, we pray for the Martin family, God, and other bereaved families. God, we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give them comfort and peace, God, even now. God, we love you and we thank you, God, and we magnify your name. God, I pray for every person that's on the call today, and I ask in the name of Jesus that, God, you would meet us at our point of need today, that, God, you will show yourself strong today. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would, oh God, use us, God, today as only you can. God, we thank you. God, we praise you and we magnify your name. You're worthy of our praise. We give you glory now. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God.
Thank God and thank you, Pastor Williams. We pray for the Lord to cover you with his favor, peace, and success as you move throughout the day today. We will meet again tomorrow. This brings our prayer time to a close on this Tuesday morning. Goodbye.